USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is keeping a close eye on Hurricane Dorian. President Trump held a briefing with some of his top advisors on Wednesday, including the acting DHS secretary and FEMA administrator.
Ultimately, hopefully we're going to be lucky. It depends on what happens with South Carolina and North Carolina, but it's heading up the coast and Florida was grazed.
The president says the United States is ready to assist the Bahamas after Dorian slammed the islands.
We have been sending through the United States Coast Guard, who have been incredible, and they're helping with the Bahamas. A big section of the Bahamas was hit like a few people have seen before.
The nation's trade deficit is a little bit smaller. Government figures on Wednesday show the deficit narrowed by $1.5 billion in July to $54.3 billion. That's down from a revised $55 billion in June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local Alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/localalerts.
YouTube will have to pay $170 million to settle claims it violated child privacy laws. The FTC and the New York Attorney General claim YouTube earned millions by illegally collecting personal information from children without their parents' consent, which is a violation of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on the horrific fire that took place just off the coast of California.
Dive teams continue to pull bodies from the waters off Southern California after a massive boat fire happened early Sunday morning. The Coast Guard says 33 bodies have been recovered. One person remains missing out of 39 people known to have been on board, as the five crew members were able to escape. The cause of the fire unclear, but NTSB investigators are out in force at the scene trying to figure out what happened and why.
For more news, check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Turning now to political news, Senator Bernie Sanders is running for the Democratic presidential nomination, and he raised a few eyebrows in South Carolina when he said he will soon release a plan that will eliminate medical debt from this country.
We are introducing legislation that would end all medical debt in this country. And the bottom line is, it is an insane and cruel system which says to people that they have to go deeply into debt or go bankrupt. Because of what? Because they came down with cancer, or they came down with heart disease, or they came down with Alzheimer's or whatever. This is something we're working on and we will introduce.
The senator did acknowledge that $81 million in medical debt owed by Americans is a lot of money, but also says that this is the right thing to do. The UK has a new line of stamps that honor a British musician. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The UK's Royal Mail Service is announcing a new line of stamps centered around Elton John. The stamps show Elton John performing live, along with album covers, including Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Postcards, stamp books, and framed stamp sheets are also available. On Twitter, Royal Mail said, "The Elton John collection salutes one of the biggest selling and most influential artists in the history of popular music. John is the second musician to receive a stamp collection, following David Bowie in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.